弟兄姊妹大家平安。
Peace be all, brothers and sisters.
奉主耶稣圣名，继续在下午来查考圣经的道理。
In the name of Jesus, we continue to study the Bible in the afternoon.
我们今天下午呢，来看一首歌。
We should look at a song today.
从这首歌来思想一些信仰的教训。
And from this song, we can extract some of the teachings.
生命记三十二章是摩西在旷野的生活要结束的时候所写的歌。
Deuteronomy, it is a chapter where towards the end of Moses' life in the wilderness, he wrote the song.
这首歌也是他留给百姓一个纪念品。
The song is a souvenir he left behind to the people.
这首歌要世世代代的传颂。
The song has to be passed on from generations to generations.
那这首歌很长。
And the song is really long.
像讲故事一样。
It is like narrating a story.
但是这首歌里弹出了神他的属性。
But from this song, it tells about the attributes and nature, divine nature of God.
能够看到谈到了神的作为。
It talks about God's creation.
也看到神怎么样是信实的，他怎样爱他的百姓。
And how the Lord is faithful and how He loved His people.
最后神是怎样公义的来刑罚那些作恶的。
And how he's being just and righteous to punish those who do evil.
所以我们读《生命记》的时候，绝对不能够忽略这一首歌的重要。
So when we read on Deuteronomy, we cannot neglect this importance of the song.
那这也是整个《生命记》里面唯一一章以诗歌的形态所写的。
And this is the only chapter that is in this Deuteronomy that is written in the form of a song.
31章我们今天早上所读过的是第22节神要摩西写一篇歌教导以色列人。
So we read about Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 22 this morning that the Lord wanted Moses to write a song and teach it to the Israelites.
第19节说这首歌是要做见证来见证他们的悖逆。
And the song is to testify how rebellious they were.
因为虽然神这么爱他们最后他们仍然是藐视神偏离神去侍奉偶像。
Even though the Lord loved them, they looked down on his teachings and they turned to idol worshiping.
摩西他一生当中做了三首歌。
In the life of Moses, he has written three songs.
那第一首歌就是当他们出埃及过红海之后所写的。
The first song was after they crossed the Red Sea and left Egypt, and he wrote the song.
那是在出埃及记的第十五章。
This was in Exodus chapter 15.
出埃及记十五章过红海之后。
Exodus chapter 15, after they crossed the Red Sea.
摩西跟以色列百姓一起唱歌赞美神的伟大。
Moses started to sing songs with the Israelites to marvel at God's creation.
所以出埃及记的十五章可以说是旷野旅程的开幕的歌。
It was the beginning of the journey into the wilderness.
因为他们过了红海之后，就开始走入旷野的旅程。
Because after they has crossed the Red Sea, they enter into a journey of into the wilderness.
一开始的时候，先唱歌来纪念神的作为。
Right from the beginning, they wanted to sing a song to remember God's wonderful creation.
因为如果没有神用大能的手来拯救他们，他们早都死了。
Without the mighty hands of God to save them, they would have been they would have perished.
所以他们在一开头的这个十五章的歌呢，就是歌颂神的拯救。
So the first opening of the song talks about the deliverance of God.
那在旷野旅程当中呢，摩西也写了一篇歌。
In this journey of wilderness, Moses also wrote a song.
那就是诗篇九十篇。
Which is Psalms 19.
如果我们看诗篇九十篇。
Psalms 90.
那是在诗篇里面唯一一篇摩西的歌。
This is the only song written in Psalms that is coming from Moses.
也是摩西的祈祷。
This is the prayer of Moses.
因为他是用诗歌写的，所以它是一篇可以唱的歌。
Because it's written in like a hymn, it could be sung as a song.
那应该也是摩西老的时候所写的。
It could be written during the time when Moses was old in his age.
那表示摩西他经历了 他的一生呢，在他年老的时候，他对神的一个祷告。
It is a prayer of Moses that he went through so much in his lifetime.
因为他知道人终究是要归回尘土。
He knew that ultimately man has to return to dust.
人生不管多久，最后都好像睡一觉一样。
No matter how long a man's life on earth is, it is like being asleep.
我们的年日短少，其实就像夜间的一更而已。
Our days are short, just like a night during a nighttime.
所以诗篇九十篇摩西的歌教导我们要祈求神给我们智慧的心，能数算日子。
So Moses' song is to encourage us to number the days we have on this earth.
叫我们能够趁早回转归向神。
To repent and turn back to God.
那虽然我们在世上有苦难的日子，但是因着有神可以喜乐。
Even though there are days which encounter are trouble, but depend relying on God, we will have joy.
那当我们还有日子的时候，我们可以一起看见神的柔美，来颂赞他的伟大。
As long as we still have our days on earth, we can count God's blessing and admire His wonderful creation.
而且神的这样的一个柔美呢，能够世世代代的向子孙显明。
And God's the beauty of nature can be manifest to the descendants and the next generation.
所以诗篇九十篇就是摩西在旷野旅程当中所写的一篇歌。
So Psalms 90 is a song written by Moses in his journey in the wilderness.
那到他这个人生要结束以前
，Right before his life has come to an end.
因为《生命记》三十二章记载摩西，他就是要离世之前神特别他要他写的歌。
And Deuteronomy chapter 32 is before he depart from this earth, God wanted him to write the song.
那神要摩西写呢，他跟神跟摩西讲完话之后，叫他当天马上就要写歌，他就真的写了。
After the Lord spoke to Moses that day, he had Moses to write down the song on the very same day.
我们如果要写一篇歌，要作曲作词呢，基本上这个作曲的作词人都要绞尽脑汁啊，要花时间去斟酌，然后去创作，这个都要时间的。
For a person to compose a song, there needs to be time to think about the lyrics and the composition.
因为你要想要写什么啊
？They have to think of what to write.
你要表达说，这些信息到底要让人家怎么可以接受
？And to learn and to understand the process of expressing themselves so that people can accept.
但是当神跟摩西讲完之后，当天摩西马上写了这一篇歌了。
But right after the Lord spoken to Moses, the very same day, Moses had to write a song.
所以我们看《生命记》三十一章，你会发现。神要摩西写，他说当日三十一章二十二节，当日摩西就写了这篇歌。
So Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 22, it says that Moses wrote down the song the day and taught it to the Israelites.
三十节，摩西就把这一篇歌的话都说给以色列全会众听了。
In verse 30, Moses recite the words of the song from the beginning to the end in the hearing of the whole assembly of Israel.
他当天就做完之后就唱啊，就唱给百姓听。
So the very same day he wrote down the song, he started to sing to the Israelites.
那它的内容就是第三十二章里面的。
And the content of his song was written in chapter 32.
所以在圣经里面有一些歌呢，我们一定要熟练，要知道。
There's some songs in the Bible that we have to be familiar with.
今天有人说，说的比唱的好听。
There's a saying that says, words are it's better to sing as a through words than to speak.
有些话用说的，有些用话说用说的说比唱的好听呢、啊，那表示唱的不好听，唱的比较不容易嘛。
Oh, there's a saying that says it's better to speak in words than to sing a song.
因为要唱歌要有一个要有旋律。
Because to sing a song, you need rhythm and melody.、
所以。如果不会唱五音不全的，要唱他唱歌很难呢。
A person who is not inadequate with music is very hard to sing a song.
有些人他是没办法唱歌。
Some people have no ability to sing a song.
但是有些人唱歌很好听。
But there are some people who can sing a very fine tune.
所以有些人来说，其实用唱的比说的好听。
So that's why they said it's better to speak in words than to sing a song.
所以今天我们如果能够唱歌的，要用我们的。用我们的歌声大声的赞美神。
So today, for those who can sing, we have to use our voices to praise God.
其实， 诗歌本身就是音乐本身，它是能够表达很多很多事、很多感情的。
In the music world, it is easy to use it to express yourself.
所以你看，年轻男女有时候唱情歌哦，哎，他那个意境呢就能够表达。
And you can see between couples to use love song for each other, they can express themselves.
所以有时候有些事情，我们人世间的一些事，用诗、用歌曲来表达，能够更深入，记得更久。
And sometimes using songs to express what's happening around the world, it leaves a deeper impression and a deeper meaning.
我相信我们在座的都曾经年轻过。
Everyone sitting among us has been young before.
所以我们在年轻的时候都曾经听过一些歌，我们都记住的。
And during our youth, we remember some songs.
也就是说，当这个旋律响起的时候，你就 想起当时候的情景。
And when the melody started, you can reflect and ponder and trace back to the time when this song started.
每一个时代都有他们的歌曲。
Every generation will have their own song.
那这个歌曲呢，就带我们回到好像当时候 的情景，然后就想起一些事情。
And the song will trace us back to our memories and the things that happened when this song was played.
现在的年轻人。很多时候那个诗歌都背不起来。
Many youth nowadays cannot even remember the lyrics of the hymn.
就好像我们祷告结束要唱副歌，很多时候那副歌我们都忘记要怎么唱。
When we singing the closing chorus at the end of the prayer, many people forget how to sing.
但是有些流行歌哇，那年轻人背得骨瓜烂熟，都可以记得起来。
But when it comes to pop music, some of the youth can remember every single word.
那表示说有没有用心的问题，不是记不起来。
It depends on how much effort they take to remember, as not because they forget.
但其实如果歌把它记住以后，你就不会忘记了。
But there are some songs if you remember deeply, you will not forget.
所以我们要用心的来看这一首摩西的歌。
We have to use our heart to understand Moses' song.
我们看《生命记》三十二章。
Turn to Deuteronomy chapter 32.
那这一篇这一首歌呢
？The song.
事实上，是摩西他人生结束以前他所留下对百姓来说是一个非常重要的遗产。
It is right before Moses ended his life, he left behind a great asset to the Israelites.
因为这一首歌就是要做见证，要证明神所讲的话一句都没有差错。
This song served as a testimony and to testify that every single word of the Lord is real and living.
这一首歌唱完之后，这个旷野的旅程就结束了。
After the song has been sung, it comes to an end, the journey in the wilderness.
这首歌就是旷野的闭幕的歌。
This is a closing hymn that applies to the end of their journey in the wilderness.
那这个旷野旅程就结束了，接下去他们就要过约旦河，进入征战迦南地的另外一个阶段了。
Because after this ended, they have to enter to the land of Canaan. And engage in battle.
所以我们如果看来看这一首歌一开始的时候，摩西就呼天唤地的要他们注意听。
Right from the beginning, Moses was calling out to heavens and the earth, and he wants them to listen.
因为他的摩西的一生结束的时候，其实也就是百姓他们一个阶段的结束了。
When the life of Moses ended, represent a period of time the Israelites it has end with Moses.
通常我们如果看世界上的歌，大概没有哪一首歌像这一首这么长的。
We have not seen a longer song that of the world as long as the one that Moses has written.
这就是把这个一些百姓他们所谓经历的把它唱出来。
It's a song that expresses how much the Israelite has gone through.
第一节，第一节和第四节。
First one and verse four.
这个就是一开始的序言，就是先介绍一下。
This is like an introduction to the song.
他第一节说：“诸天啊，侧耳，我要说话；然后愿地也听我口中的言语。”
Listen, O heavens, and I will speak. Hear, O earth, the words of my mouth.
所以他要天跟地。来听摩西口中所说的话。
He wants the heavens to speak and hear the words that come forth from Moses.
他的话不是他自己的，而是神要他说的。
These words are not from him himself, but from God.
那这些话，第二节说，这些话像雨，像甘露，要滋润这个大地。
And these words are like rain and like dew that is to
就是要让这个土地得到滋润呢。
To nourish the land.
好，让这些菜蔬各项的作物可以生长。
To give life to the grass and all vegetation.
哦，所以这些他的话语呢，神的话语这个教训呢，让人的生命可以欣欣向荣，就可以得到生命。
God's words is to nourish and give life to men.
让我们属灵的生命可以兴旺起来。
So that our spiritual life can once again flourish.
然后第三节他说，我要宣告神的名，你们要将大德归给我们的神。
Verse 3 said, I will proclaim the name of the Lord and praise the greatness of our God.
所以这个歌的目标呢，就是要来高举神的名。
The objective of the song is to exalt God's name.
要让众人可以记住神的作为。
So that man can remember God's creation.
第四节它说明这位神他是谁。
And verse 4, it defines who God is.
神他是磐石。
He's the rock.
然后他说他是诚实无畏的。
His works are perfect and his ways are just.
他是公义又正直的。
He's righteous and just.
那神的作为是完全的。
And his works are perfect.
所以提到神的属性，他是诚实、公义、正直。
When we talk about the nature of God, he's just, righteous, and perfect.
他是我们人的依靠。
He's someone that men depend on.
那他的作为是完全，就是他没有瑕疵的。
His works are perfect means he is without blemish.
所以他一开头的时候是让我们了解这位神是怎样的神。
Right from the beginning, he described what kind of God is this.
然后第五节到第六节啊。
Verse 5 to 6.
他接下去就直接指责这些百姓，他们像一个儿子背弃了他们爱他们的父亲。
He started to rebuke the children that they are no longer his children.
就是说他们是悖逆的。
That they are rebellious.
他们没有学习这位神是他们的父，是公义又正直，反过来是变成弯弯曲曲的。
They did not follow the example of their father, who's just and righteous, but they became corrupted.
神是完全的，但是现在百姓是弊病满身呢。
God is perfect, but the people are shameful and corrupted.
神是很全能全知的，是很有智慧的，但是这些百姓却是愚昧的。
God is almighty and omnipotent, but these people that followed him are ignorant.
他是无知哈。他说第六节说，他岂不是你的父将你买来的吗？他是制造你建立你的。
They are foolish and ignorant, and is he your father, your creator, who has made you and formed you?
所以其实在说明人，他如果没有办法去跟随，真的去跟随这样一个神，最后就变成愚昧无知的人。
Shows that people who do not follow God will end up being foolish and corrupted.
这个神是建立他们、制造他们、给他们生命的这个生命的父。
And this Father, who is God, are the one that made them and formed them.
但是他们竟然离开了他。
But instead, they left him.
那从第七节开始到第十四节哈。
From verse 7 to 14.
这是第三段。
It's the third section.
他就说，要去想一想神的作为，跟神是怎么样爱他的百姓。
We have to remember and ponder on God's work and how He has loved His people.
这是特别在强调神的慈爱。
This is to re-emphasize God's love.
他要第七节说，你要追想上古之日，思念历代之年。
To remember the days of old, consider the generation long past.
他说，问你的父亲，问你的长者，他们就告诉你。
Ask your father and the elders, and they will tell you.
他说，从古以来神所做的是什么呢？
In the days of the old, what is it that God has done?
第九节他说
Verse 9 it says.
第八节，至高者将地业分给列邦，将世人分开，那照以色列人的数目立定万民的疆界。
When the Most High gave the nations their inheritance, when he divided all mankind, he set up boundaries for the people according to the number of the sons of Israel.
早在创世以前，神就已经准备好这个他所要选拣选的百姓要住哪里。
Right from the beginning, God had already planned where he wanted his people to live, to dwell.
所以他说他把地业分给列邦，所以会有哪些人是在这些选民的周围，神都已经定好的。
He had divided all the nations and allocated where they are going to be.
这是至高者的主权。
This is the authority of the Most High.
好，所以现在特别要强调这些百姓在神眼中的地位是跟列邦有什么差别。
He wanted to emphasize the status of the people he had chosen, how they're very different from all other nations.
第九节到第九节到第十四节。
From verse 9 to 14.
这是在说明今天我们成为神选民所特有的福分。
And it tells us the inheritance as the chosen people of God today.
第九节说主神的份本是他的百姓，他的产业本是雅各。
For the Lord's portion is his people, Jacob his allocated inheritance.
就是神把我们当作他的产业。
The Lord treats us as his inheritance.
也就是我们是属神的。
That means we belong to God.
神从万民当中特选出来这一群人属他。
Out of all people, he has chose a particular group of people to belong to him.
所以今天能够蒙神拣选是特别有福的。
So today,Being chosen by the Lord is considered a blessing.
我们如果看第九章
If we look at chapter 9,
申命记九章
Deuteronomy chapter 9,
九章二十六节
Verse 26.
九章二十六节
Verse 26.
我祈祷主神说，主神啊，求你不要灭绝你的百姓，他们是你的产业，是你用大力救赎的，用大能从埃及领出来的。
I prayed to the Lord and said, O sovereign God, Lord, do not destroy your people, your own inheritance that you redeemed by your great power and brought out of Egypt with a mighty hand.
这个就是这个神从万民当中所拣选的产业呢，他就用他的大力救赎，用他的大能从这个为奴之地把他领出来。
This is the chosen people that God has chose out of all the people, and he used his mighty hand to redeem them with his great power.
今天神也从万民当中把我们拣选出来。
And today God has chosen us out of all the people in this world.
让我们成为他的产业。
That we became his inheritance.
那既然是神的产业，神就要他的产业能够成为一个见证，能够来荣耀他的名。
Because we are his inheritance, we have to testify him and glorify his name.
如果我们了解我们在神眼中的身份跟地位啊。
If we recognize the status, and where we stand in the eyes of God.
我们领受恩典的同时，我们一定附带着一个责任。
So apart from receiving this grace, we have been entrusted with a responsibility.
我们的责任就是不能够让神的名被羞辱。
Our responsibility is not to bring shame to God's name.
我们是属神的，神是我的主，我的神，那我就要让我的生命来让他得荣耀。
We belong to God and we are his inheritance and we have to bring glory to his name.
所以我们凡事在生活行事为人当中要谨慎。
In our daily behavior and the way we live our life, we have to be alert.
不能够让不信的人对我们一个评论说你一个信神怎么会这样子。
We cannot have people saying to us that you believe in God, but you behave in a certain way.
反过来要让人家觉得说信神真的是跟世人不同。
On the contrary, what they should say is because we believe in God, we are very different from people of the world.
对世人来说好像这个事情应该要生气的，但是我们因为有神，所以我们不会动怒。
To the people of the world, it is very natural to be angry, but because we have God, we are not easily angered.
这就是我们今天成为神的产业，我们所应当要给神带来荣耀的一个责任。
So today, being the inheritance of the Lord, we have the responsibility to bring glory to God's name.
那第十节，主遇见他在旷野、荒凉、野兽吼叫之地，就环绕他、看顾他、保护他，如同保护眼中的瞳人。第十节，第三十二章十节。
32:10. In a desert land, he found him in a barren and howling waste.He sheltered him and cared for him. He guarded him as the apple of his eye.
你看这里特别提到说，神他是 他遇见实际上是神找到他的百姓，然后特别给他们保护。
Here it says the Lord found His people and give them protection.
环绕他们，就是在四围安营来搭救他们的。
He hovel around them and built tents to protect them.
保护他，神保护他的产业，像保护眼中的同人。
God's protect His people just like a shepherd who protects his flock.
你看，就像眼中的瞳仁，就是我们眼睛的瞳孔。
Just like he got him as the apple of the eye.
那我们的眼睛，你看这个一粒沙都不行，一个微细的毛发都不能在眼球上的。
In our pupil, we cannot tolerate eyelashes or any dirty particles that enter into the eyes.
这在说明神是多么样的看重他属他的人。
It just tells us that God deems so much importance on the people.
真的是不容许其他的东西异物来干扰他的。
He does not allow other things to disturb and affect this thing that he cares about.
所以神对我们的保护非常的周到。
The protection of the Lord is very complete.
第十一节说，他说又像鹰搅动巢窝，在雏鹰以上两翅三展。接起雏鹰，背在两翼之上。
Like an eagle that stirs up its nest and hovels around its young and spreads its wings to catch them and carries them on its pinions.
这在说明神对他百姓的训练。
This is talks about God's training for His people.
所以神保护他的产业，同时他也训练他们成长。
God's guarded His inheritance and also to train in their growth.
所以神的保护不会让我们败坏，不会让我们懒惰。
God's protection does not allow us to be lazy and corrupt.
他这里用鹰搅动巢窝，让那个雏鹰可以有机会练习飞哈，然后训练他们成长，来说明神对百姓的训练嘛。
He stir up his nest and hovel over his young and train them to spread their wings to fly.
哦，真的，那个鹰哦，在训练飞翔的过程当中哦，就是要有这个过程，否则他们不会飞的。
Eagle has to have go through a process in order to learn how to fly.
那有时候鹰不敢会胆怯的时候，那个母鹰是特地把它这个鹰推下去的，让那个雏鹰没有办法待在这个窝里面的。
When the young eagle is trying to start to learn how to fly, the mother eagle pushed him out of the nest so that he can learn to spread his wings.
这就是神的智慧。
This is the wisdom of God.
所以在旷野里面。你看这个百姓，他们经历了很多很多生活上的挑战。
In the wilderness, the people has encountered many trainings and teachings in living how to live.
神早知道他们会遇到什么事。
The Lord already anticipate what they're going to encounter.
带到哪个地方去没有水会口渴，神早就知道了。
And to where they had walked, where there's no water, the Lord already knows.
但是神就是让他们口渴啊。
But the Lord allows them to be thirsty.
就是要训练他们能够懂得忍耐。
To train them so that they know how to have patience.
能够懂得等候神。
To know how to wait upon the Lord.
能够对神的信心不会动摇。
So that they will not waver in their faith towards God.
所以神他就是用各种生活上的经历，要让他们成长，能够对神更坚定。
The Lord uses the necessities of life so that they can be strengthened and build their own faith towards Him.
那所以神他爱我们，他要我们成熟的。
The Lord loved us and He wanted us to be mature.
今天有些做父母亲的，他对儿女哦保护得很周到。
Today, as parents, some of them are they provided their children with a lot.
但是很周到的保护的过程当中，就让孩子失去了。他们应该成长的机会。
Because of their over-caring nature towards their children, they fail to allow the children to grow on their own.
所以你看，有时候我们的小朋友，他们甚至比这些父母亲还有信心。
Sometimes the children even have more faith than their parents.
有时候，人孩子如果发烧或者是感冒啊。
When the children have fever or catch a cold.
我们做父母亲的就会担心啊，烧太久，等一下脑筋坏掉怎么办？
Parents are worried that the fever can cause brain damage.
所以就赶快说要吃药，赶快，反正一定要把药吃下去，所以烧退了之后才安心。
They wanted them to take the children to take medication so that they are more assured.
但是我们有一些小朋友，他们就坚持说我要祷告。
Some of the children refused and wanted to pray.
就跟父母亲说不要吃药。
They told their parents they do not want to take medication.
我要祷告求主耶稣帮助。
I want to pray and ask the Lord to help me.
哎，这个真的，他这样子有这样的祷告之后，他就有体验了。
And after they had this prayer, they experienced more of the Lord in their life.
那所以这个做父母亲的有时候这个想太多了。
As parents, sometimes we overthink too much.
因为我们对神的信靠不足。
Because our reliance in the Lord is not complete.
我们担心神如果让这个孩子遇到什么样的事情，那不就糟糕了吗？
We worry that if the child may encounter more difficulties, it will become worse.
但是神不会这样做的。
But the Lord will not allow such things to happen.
神知道他用这个用这个一个小的机会来训练我们的信心的。
The Lord will use such an opportunity to train our faith.
所以要把这些每生活上能够经历神的作为的机会把握住。
We have to grasp onto this opportunity to exercise and train on our faith.
你看，有时候我们会感叹说，过去哈，真耶稣教会这一百年，过去有好多奇妙的神的作为、神迹奇事发生。
We try to reminisce on the wonderful miracles and signs that the True Jesus Church has encountered over the 100 years ago.
那可是后来好像最近，然后我们发现说，哎，神迹奇事作为少了。
But we realize that these signs and miracles has been less and less.
为什么会少？
Why is it becoming less?
不是神没有能力啊。
It is not because the Lord had no power.
是因为我们的信心。
But it's because our faith has dropped.
因为我们有其他的选择，我们通常都选择那个看得见的。
We have other choices, and we make the choice that we can see.
想到没有办法了，再来找神嘛。
Until we have no choice, and that's when we turn to God.
所以我们有一位老长老，他在感叹。
There's an elderly elder who was
他就说
who was signing.
我们现在很多人哦，他说。以前的人生病靠祷告，现在生病看医生。
Many years ago, people who are sick were rely on prayer, but nowadays people turn to see the doctor when they're sick.
真的，如果我们看早期的教会历史啊，记载了很多很多神迹奇事。
There are many history recorded back then had so many signs and miracles.
那时候他们为什么会有这个神迹奇事发生呢？就是因为他就。很单纯的就是倚靠神祷告啊。
Why there so many signs and miracles at back in the days is because they are very innocent and they rely on prayers.
那现在呢？现在医药发达了，人的经济也变好了。
But、nowadays with health technology advances, people there are so many technology that to choose from.
所以他就说，当信徒到医院去挂号的时候，他就说那个天使在天上就感叹叹息。
So when the members are in the hospital, they said that the angels will be signing in heaven.
就是天使就是感叹说啊，现在主耶稣又失去了一次彰显他作为的机会了。
The angels were relinquished that the Lord had not been given the opportunity to show his power.
不是说我们生病了不能看医生。
It is not that we do not need to see the doctor when we are sick.
而是要想，有时候神借用各种不同的机会来，要来训练我们的信心。
But it is because God will use all kinds of opportunity to train on our faith.
我们一定不要让神他的名得到荣耀的这个机会丧失了。
We should not give up on the hope that when it is opportunity for God's name to be glorified.
当我们有机会来借着祷告经历神的作为的时候，要把握住。
When there is opportunity for us to pray and experience God's power, we should hold on to that.
因为这就是神在训练我们的过程。
Because this is a process that God is trying to train us.
所以第十二节他说这样子，神独自引导他，并无外邦神与他同在。
Verse 12, the Lord alone led him; no foreign god was with him.
我们今天如果专心的靠神，就会发现。这个就是纯粹神的恩典。
If we focus today just to rely on God, we can see this is God's blessing.
这是为什么在早期的有些神迹奇事发生的时候，通常那个帮助祷告的人都会先要求，先把这个药先把它不要吃，先把它拿去丢掉，再来祷告。
That is why back in the days when people relying on signs and miracles, they tend to dispose the medicine first and just on prayer.
因为如果一边祷告一边吃药，如果好了，到底是祷告来的还是吃药好的？
Because to rely both on prayer and medications, when the person recover, we do not know which one is the ones that is more effective.
所以这个专心的依靠神很重要了。
To devotedly, wholeheartedly focus on relying on God is important.
这里特别提到说，这个主神独自引导他的百姓。
It says the Lord alone led his people.
没有其他的外力介入的。
So no foreign God had to come in between them.
所以他百姓他们整个旷野的旅程完全就是神的作为。
Through the journey of the wilderness, the Israelites experience it is all God's work and wonder.
他们绝对不会有任何的其他想法说，哦，也有其他的所谓的神来参与这个工作，然后帮助他们度过这样 一段艰苦的历程。没有，完全是神。
They do not doubt that other gods has to come in and help them to complete their task, but it is solely based on God.
第十三节
，Verse 13，
神使他乘驾地的高处，得吃田间的土产，又使他从磐石中扎蜜，从坚石中吸油。
He made him ride on the heights of the land and feed him with the fruit of the fields.
那其实这个就在说明神赐给百姓所需用的，而且要让他们得到尊贵荣耀。
This is what the Lord has provided of what they need and to bring glory to them.
神把最好的都给他的百姓。
The Lord given the best to his people.
对，这是对百姓最重要的，神就给他们了。
The most important to the people.
而且都是他们所需用的，不是不会超过，不会太多，也不会太少。
And this is what they need. It's nothing less, nothing more.
所以这一段特别在强调这个神的作为，我们要去追想一定要记住。
Here and emphasize that in order to experience God's wonder, we have to remember.
那有时候我们人在得了神的祝福之后，接下去就开始松懈了。
After we receive God's blessing, many of us tend to be more relaxed.
所以从十五节开始到第十八节。
From verse 15 to 18.
那这个在说明人性的软弱。
This talks about the weakness of man.
第十五节说，耶稣伦渐渐肥胖粗壮。光刃踢跳奔跑，便离弃造他的神，轻看救他的磐石。
Jeshurun grew fat and kicked, filled with food. He became heavy and sleek. He abandoned the God who made him and rejected the rock his savior.
十六节就说，敬拜别神，触动神的愤恨，行可憎恶的事，惹了他的怒气。
They make him jealous with their foreign gods and anger him with their detestable idols.
第十七节说，所祭祀的鬼魔并非真神，乃是树不认识的神，是近来新兴的，是你列祖所不畏惧的。
They sacrifice to demons which are not God, gods they have not known, gods that recently appear, gods your father did not fear.
十八节，你轻忽生你的磐石，忘记产你的神。
You desert the rock who fathered you, you forgot the God who gave you birth.
那这个就是我们人在这个生活富裕的时候，很自然的会把神放一边的。
When men are at the most wealthy situation, they tend to put God aside.
这样的一个人的这个罪性所衍生的结果，一代一代，不管什么种族人都会重复出现。
And this wickedness and witness of man will occur in different kinds of no matter what kind of groups or ethnic groups you are.
神的以色列选民曾经这样做，今天真教会的主耶稣的门徒很有可能也会这样子。
The Israelites has already manifested in this way, so are the people today and the followers of Christ.
所以耶稣伦其实就是以色列选民的另外一个称呼。
Jerusalem is another form
就是以色列的另外一个名称。
A form of addressing the Israelites.
所以这个耶稣伦渐渐肥胖，就是他这个在富裕当中生活很顺利，什么都在蒙神祝福的时候，反过来是把神忘记。
So it means that when during the time of being wealthy, they slowly become so relaxed that they forget about God.
那这个其实也就是人很容易的以恶来报善，就是用这个悖逆来惹动神的怒气。
Men tend to repay evil with good and to use corruption to repay God's kindness.
那这个也就是通常都是败坏的转捩点。
This is a turning point of how a person became wicked and corrupted.
所以一个人离弃神，或者是轻看这个信仰本身，通常都是在生活过得很好的时候。
The person tend to depart from God is the time where he is at his most when he's being rich.
所以我们很小心。
So therefore, we have to be very careful.
那当时候，其实，在之前第八章哦，摩西已经讲过一次的。
In previously in chapter 8, Moses had already mentioned.
大家不知道还记不记得第八章啊？第八章，生命记第八章。
嗯 ，Deuteronomy chapter 8。
生命记第八章。
Deuteronomy chapter 8。
第十一节。
Verse 11。
他说：“你要谨慎，免得忘记主你的神，不守他的诫命、典章、律例，就是我今日吩咐你的。”
Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God, failing to observe His commands, His laws, and His decrees that I am giving you this day.
十二节，恐怕你吃得饱足，建造美好的房屋居住，你的牛羊加多，金银增添，并你所有的权都加增，啊，就心高气傲。
Otherwise, when you eat and are satisfied, when you build the houses and settle down, when your herds and flocks grow large and your silver and gold increase.
然后你就忘记神是把你从埃及为奴之家领出来的了。
Then your heart will become proud, and you will forget the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery.
那人就会自以为说得到制裁，得到这样一切丰盛的力量是自己的，其实不是，是神给的。
They will realize that all the abundance come from themselves, but they forgot about what God has given them.
那这个就是神在。生命记里面一再提醒他的选民的。
So this is once again God trying to remind His chosen people
in Deuteronomy. 事实真的是会这样进行，所以这首歌这样唱，就把这个内容加进去了。
And because it happened, and that's why Moses included that part of his content in his song.
人很容易把神的作为忘记。
Men tend to forget easily what God has done for them.
这是为什么我们要把它写下来
？And that is why we have to write them down.
我们一定要把神的作为把它记录，不断的去看。
We have to write down God's work and God's creation and to see it over and over again.
我们老的时候更要去看。
Even to the point when we become old, we still have to see it.
去看神所留下的这些点点滴滴 的恩典。
We have to look back and look at how God had left behind all the blessings.
然后能够看到神对整个教会的祝福。
And how God has blessed the church.
今天我们在主耶稣基督里面是。借着教会能够得到神的恩典的。
So today through church, we in Jesus Christ, we have received God's blessing.
因为这位神是我们的父。
Because God is our Father.
今天我们借着教会，就是我们的母亲把我们生下来。
So through the church, we are conceived like the mother.
在基督里面，借着他的身体教会，让我们重生了。
So in Jesus Christ, we became His body, and once again, we are revived.
所以我们今天受洗。归入基督就是借着教会来的。
So today through baptism and belonging into Christ, it is through church.
所以不能够把神忘记，也不能够轻忽这个神的教会。
So we cannot forget what God has done and cannot look down on the church.
好，所以十五节到十八节就给百姓一个这样的提醒，要记住，不可忘。
So verse 15 to 18 is serve as a reminder for the disciples, the Israelites, not to forget.
我们教会现在今年要做的这个，我要追念啊，要把这个信仰的记录留下来。我们弟兄姐妹一定要配合，把我们的见证留下记录。
So this year our theme is to we will remember and we have to write down all the blessings that happen in our family.
最好是我们每一家怎么信主的经过，一定要先记住。
And we start with individual families that how we have came to believe, and we have them written it down.
我们在信主的这个过程当中，一定经历神很多的恩典，也要把它留下来。
Through the process of believing in Christ, we have encountered so many blessings, and all this has to be written down.
让后代的子孙也能够不断的看到。
So that the next generation will continue to read and see what it had happened.
好，第十九节开始。
Verse 19.
十九节到二十七节。
To 27.
这就是神对忘记他这些选民的回应跟刑罚。
And this is God's punishment to the people who have forgotten.
当神的选民不会珍惜他们所拥有的这个尊贵的身份的时候
，When the chosen people had forget how important God has given them the status.
第二十节，神说：“我就要向他们掩面要看他们的结局如何。”
God in verse 20, God say, "I will hide my face from them and see what their end will be."
他们本是极乖僻的族类，心中无诚实的儿女。
For they are perverse generation, children who are unfaithful.
就是心中无诚实，其实意思就是没有信心的儿女啊。
So who are unfaithful means they do not have enough faith in their heart.
那所以神向他们掩面，要看他们的结局如何，其实就是 给他们一个反省的机会，去想一想自己到底做了什么事。
So when God hid his face from them, he wanted them to have this chance to reflect and ponder on what they have done.
那这个就是从这个世界上的角度来看，神选的这个亚伯拉罕子孙就是今天的以色列犹太人了。
So from today's perspective, God's chosen Abraham, who had descendants from today.
但是他们并不会珍惜神给他们这个恩典啊。
But they do not treasure what God has given to them.
好了，现在神就从这些本来不配得恩典的这些外邦人当中去拣选属他的百姓了。
So God will open up His salvation to people who are not worthy like the Gentiles.
所以第二十一节说。
Verse 21 tells us,
他们以那不算为神的触动我的愤恨，以虚无的神惹了我的怒气，我也要以那不曾指明的触动他们的愤恨，以愚昧的国民惹了他们的怒气。
They make me jealous by what is no God and anger me with their worthless idols. I will make them envious by those who are not a people. I will make them angry by a nation that has no understanding.
那这个就是这句话这个保罗在写罗马书的时候特别引用的。
And these words are used by Paul when he was writing the book of Romans.
罗马书十章的第十九节。
Romans chapter 10.
看罗马书的十章。
Romans chapter 10 verse 19.
十九节。
Verse 19.
你看他十九节，我在说以色列人不知道吗？先有摩西说，我要用那不曾指明的惹动你们的愤恨。我要用那无知的民触动你们的怒气，这个就是生命记三十二章我们所看的这一节。
Again, I asked, did Israel not understand? First, Moses says, "I will make you envious by those who are not a nation. I will make you angry by a nation that has no understanding." And these are the words that Moses used in Deuteronomy.
也就是说，神他兴起那些本来不配的人来得恩典。
So God has summoned those who are not worthy to receive at first to receive His salvation.
所以神的恩典给那愿意相信的人。
God's blessings will go to those who are willing to believe in Him.
你看，今天我们被神拣选，本来就是要得到恩典的，就是神要把福气降给我们。
So today we're chosen by the Lord. It's very natural for us to receive His blessings.
今天如果我们拒绝，神的荣耀会透过其他人来得到彰显。
But if we reject, it will be shown to through other people.
所以损失的是我们自己，神没有损失。
So we are the one at the losing end, and not God.
哦，所以你看，因为这个以色列人他们不愿意接受主的救恩呢，所以今天外邦人就得到了。
Because the Israelites refused to receive God's blessing, and it has to be expanded to the Gentiles.
本来在以色列选民他们有律法的角度来看，这些外邦人是无知的，因为他们不知道神的法则。
In the laws of the Israelites, these Gentiles are ignorant because they do not understand God's law.
但是无知的反而得到恩典了。
But for those who are ignorant about it, in the end, they receive God's blessing.
这个就是神的赏赐。
And this is the reward that God has given.
得到了就要感谢。
And whoever man who receive will give thanks.
哦，所以今天神他给我们恩典的时候，我们要珍惜。
So today, when the Lord give us blessing, we have to cherish.
要懂得来歌颂赞美他。
We have to know how to praise and give thanks to Him.
要懂得来让这位爱我们的神得到喜悦。
To know how to bring delight to the Lord.
哦，所以神他透过摩西哦这首歌哦，就在特别提到。他是怎么样来让他的百姓醒悟了
？So through Moses, God wanted the chosen people to come to a realization.
如果看第二十六节
，We look at verse 26.
三十二章是二十六节。我说我要将他们分散远方，使他们名号从人间除灭。
I said I would scatter them and blot out their memory from mankind.
哦，然后。这个时候，其实神是兴起敌人要来攻打他们的。
At this time, God called upon the enemies to come to attack them.
哦，所以第二十七节，唯恐仇敌惹动我，只怕敌人错看说我是我们手的能力，并非神所行的。
But I dreaded the thought of the enemy, let advisory misunderstand and said, "Our hand has triumphed; the Lord has not done all this."
二十八节
，verse 28，
因为以色列民毫无计谋，心中没有聪明。
There's a nation without sense.And there's no discernment in them.
他们没有聪明，是因为他们失去了敬畏神的心呢。
they are not, they do not have the wisdom is because they lost this heart of showing reverence to God.
你看今天如果我们敬畏神，就得到智慧，就有聪明。
Today, if we fear God and show reverence, we will have this wisdom.
第二十九节。
Verse 29.
这是神的心愿。
This is what God's intention is.
唯愿他们有智慧，能明白这事，肯思念他们的结局。
If only they were wise and would understand this and discern what their end will be.
三十节，若不是他们的磐石卖了他们，若不是神交出他们，一人焉能追赶他们千人，二人焉能使万人逃跑呢？
Verse 30, how could one man chase a thousand or two put 10,000 to fight unless the rock had sold them?
所以现在你看神，他期待百姓能够悔改，能够去思想。怎么会这样子？
The Lord wanted the Israelites to turn back and ponder why does such things happen.
所以你看，我们今天遇到生活当遇到任何一件事情，都要去懂得去思想。
So today, when something happened in our life, we have to reflect.
能够去明白神要我们所学习的功课。
We have to understand what is the lesson that God is teaching us.
今天神他把我们保护得很周到。
Today, God gave us complete protection.
神如果把我们放在一个地方，让我们经历一些患难。
If he put us in a place where we have to encounter difficulties,
基本上就是要训练我们，要让我们成长的。
In actual fact, he wanted to train us and want us to grow.
或者是因为我们做错事，神要让我们醒悟的。
Or it could be something we have done wrong and God wanted us to realize.
神的用意其实是要我们回转的。
The intention of God is want us to return and repent.
好，所以其实神。他的爱没有改变呢。
In fact, God's love has never changed.
当我们人愿意回转的时候，神的爱就再一次临到。
When man is going to return back to the Lord, God's
神的爱会临到。
God's love will come upon them.
哦，所以真的，这个如果百姓回转，那个仇敌哦，神就为他们征战，就把他们赶走。
So when the people return back to the Lord, God will engage in the war with them and cause triumph for them over the enemies.
我们看第三十六节。
Look at verse 36.
三十六节。
36.
神见他的百姓毫无能力，无论困住了、自由了都没有剩下，他就不为他们伸冤，为他的仆人后悔。
The Lord will judge his people and have compassion on his servants when he sees their strength is gone, no one is left.
也就是说，这个神哦，真的是充满怜悯的，神真的是。蛮有爱心，他不忍看到他的百姓受苦。
Lord is full of compassion and he does not want his people to suffer.
那他的目标就是第三十九节，你们如今要知道，我唯有我是神，在我以外并无别神。我使人死，使人活；我损伤，我医治，并无人能从我手中救出来。
His goal is to let them see that he himself is he. There is no God beside me. I will put to death and I bring to life. I have wounded and I will heal, so that no one can deliver out of my hand.
这是最终我们要能够认清，这个神是唯一的。
At the end, we have to realize that there is only one God.
所有的生命，所有的权柄都在这神的手上。
All life and all authority lies in his hands.
恩典福气都从他来。
Blessings and grace comes from him.
如果我们今天遇到一些灾难，其实也跟神的允许有关系的。
Today, the difficulties and calamities that we encounter has to come through the promise of God.
那所以神他会为百姓伸冤，就是当我们愿意回转的时候，神就接纳。
So he was willing to deliver them as soon as the people has returned back to
him. 这首歌啊，真的把神他的作为讲得非常的清楚。
And the song has depleted very explicitly God's wonder and work.
我们如果看到第四十四节啊。
If we look at 44.
好，这个歌啊，摩西和嫩的儿子耶稣亚去将这歌的一切话就说给百姓听。
So Moses came with Joshua, the son of Nun, and spoke all the words of the song in the hearing of the people.
哎，这个时候耶稣亚就在一起了。
And this time, Joshua has appeared and joined him.
因为之前已经到会幕那里去，神对耶稣亚讲话，这个工作已经交接了。
Because Joshua had went to the tabernacle, and this job has been passed on.
现在教导这首歌的耶稣亚是在一起有份的，他是让百姓一起唱。
So when he was teaching this song, Joshua had a part, and he also sung with the people.
然后这首歌唱完之后，第四十六节。我今日所警教你们的，你们都要放在心上，要吩咐你们的子孙谨守遵行这律法上的话，因为这不是虚空与你们无关的事，乃是你们的生命， 在你们过约旦河要得为业的地上，必因这事日子得以长久。
And Moses, after he sang the song with them, he said to them, Take to heart that all the words I have solemnly declared to you this day, so that you may command your children to obey carefully all the words of this law. They are not just idle words for you, they're your life. By then you will live long to the land you're crossing the Jordan to possess.
这一首歌是跟我们的生命有关系的。
The song has to do with our life.
就是要警教我们真的能够谨守遵行神的一切话。
It is to teach us that to keep God's words.
我们今天有没有永生，跟我们对神的话的态度有关系。
Today, if we have whether or not we have eternal life, depends on our attitudes towards God.
我们要在神所赐予的这个应许当中日子长久，就是要能够记住神的提醒。
So in order to have the promise of living a long life, we have to always constantly remember God's reminder.
所以我们要拣选生命。
We have to choose life.
就是要愿意来谨守遵行神的话。
Which is to be willing to receive God's teaching and God's word.
那这个就是有智慧。
And this is called true wisdom.
所以这个就是摩西最后写的这一首歌。
And this is what Moses has written in the song.
提醒我们神他的作为。
To remind us of God's work and wonders.
要让我们记住神他的作为。
To remember God's creation.
要让我们了解神对我们的保护。
To understand God's protection towards us.
他对我们的管教。
And his chastisements towards us.
他最终就是要我们得福。
And in the end, he wants to bless us.
让我们都存这样的心一起来歌颂这样的一首歌。
So may we have this heart to receive the song and to sing praises.
让我们一直记住我们的恩典就源源不绝。
So once we remember this, the blessings will flow abundantly.
一起来唱诗。
Sing hymn.
489首。
484.
488.